My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the liturgy of the Mass today brings our attention, calls our attention to the need to be prepared to meet our Lord. In the collect, or the opening prayer of the Mass, we prayed, "Prepare our hearts, O Lord our God, by your divine power, so that at the coming of Christ your Son, we may be found worthy of the banquet of eternal life and merit to receive heavenly nourishment from his hands." We heard in the Gospel today then how our Lord, out of his pity for the crowds, desires to feed them, to provide for their needs so that they may be strong and may make the journey home. And the crowds, prior to receiving a meal blessed and more or less created miraculously from the few fish and loaves, he had healed them of all their ills. And what is represented here, the lame, the blind, the deformed, the mute, is a representation of our misery. We, the sinners who make up the church and who are in need of our Lord's healing. And this feeding of the crowd is a foreshadowing of the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist that our Lord then gave to the church at the Last Supper and gives to us every day. Every single time we celebrate the Holy Mass, our Lord feeds us with his own flesh and blood. And as we prayed in the beginning of the Mass, it's our desire and our need to be prepared to receive him. This entire season of Advent is dedicated to preparation, to becoming prepared to receive our Lord when he comes at Christmas, as he did 2,000 years ago, more than 2,000 years ago, and as we celebrate every year on the 25th of December, we want to prepare ourselves then for that great commemoration of his birth, of his entry into the world. Saint Bernard, in our second reading from the Office of Readings today, speaks of the various comings of our Lord. And I would add one to the three that he mentions. He says, "We know that there are three comings of the Lord. The third lies between the other two. It is invisible, while the other two are visible. In the first coming, he was seen on earth, dwelling among men. He himself testifies that they saw him and hated him. In the final coming, all flesh will see the salvation of our God, and they will look on him whom they pierced. The intermediate coming is a hidden one. In it only the elect see the Lord within their own selves, and they are saved. In his first coming, our Lord came in our flesh and in our weakness. In this middle coming, he comes in spirit and in power. In the final coming, he will be seen in glory and majesty." So, during this holy season of Advent, as we prepare ourselves for Christmas, it is as though we're preparing ourselves for his first coming, which has already happened, but we relive and remember every Christmas. Our entire lives, we're preparing ourselves for the second coming. He could come at any time, as we know from the scriptures. There are signs that he's given us that will announce his coming, and some of those we see, some haven't yet come to pass. But all Christians are called to live in a constant state of preparation. Whether our Lord comes in his glory at the end of time during our lifetime or not, it's certain that we will meet him at the end of our earthly journey. And so we want to be prepared for that great encounter, which also could happen at any time. We never know the day or the hour. So those are two meetings that we're already preparing for. And then, of course, St. Bernard talks about the intermediate meeting of the elect with our Savior, which happens invisibly within us. And as I said, I would add to that, of course, the meeting that takes place every day for us during the Holy Mass, during Holy Communion, when we receive Jesus' body, blood, soul, and divinity present truly in the Eucharist. And we must be prepared for that meeting. How do we prepare ourselves? First of all, through prayer and meditation and reflection. This chapel is dedicated to perpetual adoration, and there's no better way outside of Holy Communion to be with the Lord, to converse with him, to worship him, to meet him, and get to know him. And then there's the meeting in the sacrament itself, in receiving his body and blood and soul and divinity at Holy Eucharist. And for that, we prepare through attentiveness to the action of the liturgy and the Holy Mass, but we prepare even before that by being in a state of grace. And so also during Advent, there's a great focus on the sacrament of reconciliation. And so if ever we find ourselves in the sad state of being alienated from our Lord through our sins, our Lord, in his mercy and pity, just as he healed the blind and the deformed and the mute and the lame in today's gospel, so he wants to heal us of our infirmities. And he's given the church this sacrament. So we can prepare ourselves, and we must prepare ourselves to worthily receive him through the sacrament of penance. Our Lord is so good. He's given us everything we need to know, to love, and to serve him, and to be happy with him forever in the next life. Let us meditate on these great gifts and thus prepare ourselves to receive him when he comes. Let us ask the Blessed Virgin Mary, who welcomed him, who attracted him through her preparedness, through her complete devotion and obedience. May she inspire us with her spirit so that we too may receive Christ worthily. Praise be Jesus and Mary.